Welcome back to Chapter 11, which is entitled Top-Notch Profitable Work-Life Strategies. Let's start with a quote for this very important chapter. Balance suggests perfect equilibrium. There is no such thing. That is a false expectation. There are going to be priorities and dimensions of your life. How you integrate them is how you find true happiness. Denise Morrison, CEO of Campbell's Soup. Okay, let's get started with tip 85. Take care of yourself and have balance in your life. Being successful means taking care of you, both physically and emotionally. You will need to have energy, focus, and rest. In turn, this will help you concentrate and put in the hours required to be successful. Without taking proper care of yourself, you will end up struggling and your business could feel the effects. Here's the quote. Put on your own oxygen mask before assisting others. Randy Pausch, author of The Last Lecture. Tip 86. Boost your time management with purpose mapping. We want to share with you an excellent time management tool. The main idea is to go beyond the endless to-do lists many CEOs have. Instead, use a technique that ensures you to live on purpose. Your purpose. I created this method and I named it purpose mapping. Essentially, there are two steps. The first one is this. Identify your quote-unquote areas of purpose. In other words, which areas are the most important in your life? Family, work, friends, what else? The second thing is this. Are you familiar with mind mapping? It is a highly visual left and right brain method to structure and display many types of information, from summarizing the contents of a book or article to planning a project or your day. Here's how to implement purpose mapping. Put a piece of paper in landscape format in front of you. Draw a little circle in the middle of the page and write today's date inside. Then draw a branch for each area of purpose, using a different color for each. Don't use brown or black. Label the branches with me, family, work, friends, i.e., those are the purpose areas you have identified for your life. Then organize your regular to-do list into these categories. Based on that grouping, you then map the tasks onto the corresponding branch of your mind map. Next, as you get things done during the day, track your progress by tracing over the lines of those tasks with a brown or black pen. This way, your mind map will reveal at a glance which purpose area or areas have gotten your attention so far. You can see the details of this method at www.quicktipshighttalent.com. I also offer a workshop on this method, which is quite revolutionary in its impact. It allows you to overcome extreme stress, improve your sleep, and take care of yourself better, get more and more consistent quality time with family, remember to maintain and grow friendships even when work is intense, and support yourself in adopting new habits. If you don't want to embark on mind mapping for now, even though it's really easy to do once you see how, consider doing this. Write your daily to-do list and break it into purpose sections, such as me, family, work, friends. That way, you will remember on a daily basis all the areas important to you. The result is what I call dynamic work-life harmony. In other words, yes, we work hard, but we leave time for play. Yes, we don't see family while we're on a business trip, but before and after the trip, we make up for it. Overall, there's a sense of balance. This helps you to be calmer, healthier, and happier. If you have family, you will pay more attention to making positive memories with them. You'll maintain and grow friendships. You may also contribute in other areas. Keeping your work and life in dynamic harmony is the key to genuine success. Here's the quote. Time management is an oxymoron. Time is beyond our control, and the clock keeps ticking, regardless of how we lead our lives. Priority management is the answer to maximizing the time we have. John C. Maxwell, American author and pastor. This brings us to tip 87, good time and resource management. Being successful also means keeping to a schedule. In addition, you need to learn how much is too much. Good time and resource management will help you ensure that you use your time wisely and that you are not adding third portions onto a plate still overflowing with seconds. Pretty good metaphor there. Good time management also means to plan ahead and consider the timetable of others, such as people you are working with and are reporting to you. If you consistently set up ad hoc meetings and others have to drop what they're doing with little notice, productivity in your company will suffer. A little pre-planning will prevent this from happening and increase productivity and profits. Here's the quote. The art of being wise is knowing what to overlook. William James, American philosopher, psychologist, and physician. Okay, here comes tip 88. Make a meal plan for the week. Do you hate coming home to the inevitable question, what's for dinner? Even when you share cooking with your spouse, it is helpful for the entire family to know what's planned in the food category each day. And by the way, even if you're not married, this is still an issue. It helps to eliminate unnecessary trips to the grocery store, which otherwise can cause unnecessary stress. This awareness will lead to increased work-life harmony, as we just talked about. Quote, choosing to prepare and eat real food takes time and effort, but really only just a little bit. With meal planning, you'll not only save time and money, but ultimately your body will be the better for it because real food makes the body feel good too. This was said by Brenda Thompson, OliverJamie.com, Jamie Oliver Food Revolution. Tip 89, use a food planner app. Did you grow up with a shopping list stuck to the refrigerator with a magnet? Now you don't need that list anymore. Use your smartphone instead. Use the Food Planner app available for Android or iPhone. It has several features, but the most important one for me is the grocery list. There are also several other apps that are similar. It can be frustrating when you happen to be near a store and realize you have a few minutes of time to go shopping just to discover that you do not have your shopping list with you. With the app, you can have your shopping list always at your fingertips and you no longer need to waste time or feel stressed about grocery shopping. The cool thing is that you and your spouse can both use the Food Planner app and sync the list between your two devices. Of course, you can do this with a roommate as well. You can add or subtract items as you shop or make a note to buy for future use. This will automatically update on both phones. Quote, I've always done food that can work in a set time frame. The message I'm trying to get across is, it doesn't have to take 3 days to do this. With planning, you can do a lot and really have quality food every day. Emeril Lagasse, American chef. Tip 90, avoid unhealthy levels of stress. When you strive to be successful, stress is a natural part of the process, but unnecessary stress will take focus away from accomplishing your goals. When you start feeling overwhelmed, stop, change direction, and do whatever you can to avoid or at least reduce stress. You can listen to relaxing music, get a professional massage. I love that. Take a walk, or whatever helps you to relax. The only thing excessive stress accomplishes is draining your thinking power and creativity. Quote, the greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. William James, American philosopher and author. Okay, this one is also very important. Tip 91, delegate more effectively at work. Delegation at work is crucial. We discussed that without it, you have little or no leverage. However, for delegation to be effective, you must avoid micromanagement. When you train staff, the trained individuals will become more highly skilled, more productive, and versatile. Their worth to the company will increase because you provided the necessary training that empowered them to succeed. You can achieve this while creating stress release for yourself and for others. That is a win-win situation for all involved. Perhaps you're thinking, oh my goodness, it takes me longer to train this person than to do the job myself. Be honest, when you determine whether this is true or not, ask yourself, is that true for this particular job right this second, or is that true for the long run? If it is true only in the here and now, we challenge you to consider the ramifications of this position. We talked about beliefs in the first chapter. Quote, surround yourself with great people. Delegate authority. Get out of the way. Ronald Reagan, 40th U.S. President. Tip 92, consider delegating home-related tasks too and live happier. Delegating does not have to stop at your business. What tasks are you taking care of at home you don't enjoy? Cleaning your house? Doing laundry? Mowing your lawn? If you have family, would you rather spend more time with your spouse and children than doing those tasks? Even if you're single, what other things would you rather do? To gain some clarity, do this important calculation. What do you earn per hour? And what would it cost to hire someone reliable and trustworthy to take care of the home tasks that feel like a chore to you? Then consider how much you could improve your income because you could leverage some of the gained time toward the growth of your business. How much could you improve overall quality of life because you focus more on what you love doing? Quote, you may feel weird about hiring quote-unquote strangers to handle tasks such as laundry because you do not want to imagine them folding your underwear. Spending more time with your family is more important than folding underwear. This quote actually comes from yours truly, Steffi Rothaus, visiting CEO and executive coach. Okay, tip 93, allow yourself for pleasure. Be sure to allow yourself time just for pleasure. Being successful is hard work, so to avoid burnout, you need to treat yourself. What would please you most, a night out, or just time to sit back, read, watch television, and do absolutely nothing once in a while? Giving yourself time off can be one of the best investments you make. Quote, time is our greatest asset, yet we tend to waste it, kill it, and spend it rather than invest it. Jim Rohn, American entrepreneur, author, and a motivational speaker. Tip 94, be happy and remember to have fun. A positive mind and a happy, upbeat attitude will help you succeed. It has been proven in many studies that those who live from a happy state generally get much further in virtually everything they do. Just as a bad attitude can pull you down, a good attitude and a happy, healthy mind will help you meet your objectives. As you get increasingly successful, which takes hard work, don't forget to have fun too. If you look at some of the most successful people in the world, such as Sam Walton, Oprah Winfrey, or Timothy Ferris, you will find common threads that run between all of them. First, they started with nothing. Second, they all became multi-millionaires many times over. And third, they have fun. They enjoy life, the people around them, and they even find enjoyment in the challenges. This one element is often forgotten. Fun is a crucial element for success and should be part of your plan. Quote, time you enjoy wasting was not wasted. John Lennon, musician, Beatles. This brings us to tip 95. Consider outsourcing the bookkeeping of your personal finances. You can also outsource the management of your personal finances. Some accounting firms have dedicated departments that specialize in taking care of a business owner's personal finances. They make sure that bills are paid on time. They establish monthly financial statements, work with you and your CPA on wealth management and tax strategies, and handle other assets such as real estate, stocks, or bonds. As the CEO of a high-talent company, you probably find yourself engaging in both creative tasks and precisely regimented, measured tasks. The creative ones tend to be the most enjoyable. I guess that's the question. Is it the most enjoyable for you? So why not outsource the more mundane, predictable ones? Not having to do your own personal bookkeeping can bring you considerable relief. Imagine all the time you won't have to spend on these matters anymore. You can now devote that time to growing your company to yet higher levels, your family and friends, or your own interests. Quote, "For a scientist must indeed be freely imaginative and yet skeptical, creative and yet a critic. There is a sense in which he must be free, but another in which his thought must be very precisely regimented. There is poetry and science, but also a lot of bookkeeping." This was said by Peter Medawar, Nobel Prize winner in Physiology or Medicine in 1960, and he's also an author. Well, that's it for this chapter. I hope you get a lot out of it, and I look forward to discussing it with you during our next session. Until then, I invite you to put in your thoughts into the worksheet, as always. We're getting very near the end, so please make sure you're up to date with it, and then I look forward to talking with you during our next session. Ciao!